there should be a Mashkolas coming around. I thought for the last year, the next year in our series, this summer, in Yonah Dioma, there's a lot that's in Yonah Dioma, but we speak about Tisha B'Av and the Beis HaMikdash. But one of the names of the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Tefillah. Okay, Beis Tefillah Yikarei L'chol Ha'amim, right, we say in Slichos. Aviyosim al Harkachi. Gemara Bracha says Hakadosh Baruch Hu calls the Beis HaMikdash Beis Tefillah, even Hakadosh Baruch Hu davens. But let's talk a little bit about Tefillah at this time to be zoche, maybe al derech zeh to be zoche a little bit to the to think about the Beis Tefillah, the ultimate Beis Tefillah that we daven for and we hope to be in very very soon. There's a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Relating to, well, to preface this, there's some ideas here, researching this year, that really opened my eyes and really helps the experience of davening each morning, specific parts of davening and the stages of davening that I never really thought about, that hopefully will have a little new perspective in certain parts of davening. So there's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether davening each day is a mitzvah daraisa or not. The Rambam counts tefillah as a mitzvah daraisa each and every day. The Rambam in mitzvah number 5, mitzvah sase aleph. We don't exactly know the order of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has clusters of mitzvos. It doesn't go in order like the Sefer HaChinuch of Parshios. But we know the first ones are pretty important. So the Rambam has number 1, believing in Hashem. Number 2, yichud Hashem. 3, avas Hashem. 4, yiras Hashem. The first mitzvah about doing something, number 5, is tefillah. That's the first mitzvah about action, about doing something. So we see the significance that the Rambam puts it in mitzvah saseh, hey, mitzvah chamisha, shetzivonu la'abdu yisala, v'kvar nechbol tzivu yizeh pa'amayim, l'vada v'shem alakeichem, bo'so savodu, v'yaf al pish yizeh tzivu yuhu gamkeim min atzivuyim hakololim, even though the pasuk is a general pasuk, serve Hashem, but we have a mesorah, tainus labeis, that avoda shebelev zutfila. That's the Rambam Shita. All the details of davening is drabanan, how many times, and the words we use, and other details. But the concept of davening every day is daraisa. And of course, the Ramban argues. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says, "No, I disagree. I disagree. I do not think that there is a mitzvah daraisa of davening every single day. There's a mitzvah drabanan. There seems to be a beferish Gemara like the Ramban. The Gemara says Kriya Shema daraisa tefillah drabanan. But that's the Shita of the Ramban that tefillah is." It's a great idea. It's a privilege. We're not going to focus so much on the Ramban, but it's mimidas chesed aboris baruch eleinu. It's chesed of Hashem shashomea va'oneh b'chol kareinu elav. That He hears and answers all of those who call to Him. Shomea va'oneh b'chol kareinu elav. That is the shita of the Ramban. So how could the Ramban not count this as a mitzvah? Yes, there's a Gemara that seems to be fairish like the Ramban, but how could the Ramban not counted as a mitzvah? So one might say this seems to be the pshuto of the words of the Ramban, that there's no pasuk, there's no tzivui. There can be very important ideas in Yahadus, but if the Torah doesn't say a tzivui, so often Rishonim won't quote it as a mitzvah. So for example, the Bahag doesn't count the mitzvah of emunah. Any more sheets around there? The extra sheets? The Bahag doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, believe. Right, believe in me. The Baha'i doesn't count that. It's a prerequisite for other all the other mitzvahs to believe in the mitzvah. But they believe in me. Right? The summary shown him, right? The Ramban says there's a beferish tzivui to live in Eretz Yisrael, last week's Parsha. V'arashim azar v'shaftimah. But others, Rashi says maybe it's a t'nai. Right? If you drive him out, then you can live there. If you don't drive him out, you won't be able to live there. But one of the answers that for the Rambam that he doesn't count is because there's no specific tzivui given. But of course, it's an inyan or it's a mitzvah daraisa, so it's just not counted as one of the 613. So some say maybe the Rambam also. Ulav debachol avavchem. What does it say in the Torah? Serve Hashem. Davening. That's an asmachta. That's an asmachta. It's a hint, but it's not a tzivui in the most direct sense. One idea. It could be the mitzvah is included in some other mitzvah. Davening. Maybe it's included Berachas Hamazon, connected to that. Or maybe, as we'll see a little bit later, maybe there's another idea of why the Ramban, Bedafka, does not count tefillah as a mitzvah. Maybe it's teaching something to us about the essence of tefillah, about a message of tefillah that we would lose if it would be a command and it would be an obligation. They're interesting. That's question one. It's interesting that there are differences in halacha between Kriya Shema and tefillah. They both form one unit, right? Birchas Kriya Shema, we know, Smichas Gula tefillah, not allowed to be mafsik. So it's a unit, Kriya Shema and tefillah, right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, source number three, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Havi Zohir, B'Kriya Shema, U'B'Tefillah. Be very careful. It's a package. Kriya Shema and tefillah. Somebody's late? Okay, Baruch Shem Rashi Yishtabach, Kriya Shema, you can't skip Kriya Shema and tefillah. Birchas Kriya Shema, that's a separate topic. Kriya Shema related to its brachos. But the question is, though, we know that there are differences in halacha between Kriya Shema and tefillah. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, source number four, Amar Rav Huna, Haisa Taliso Chagura Lo Amasnav, if somebody's talis is on his loins, meaning he's not wearing a shirt, somebody's shirtless, topless, a man, Mutter Likos Kriya Shema. It's Mutter to say Kriya Shema without a shirt. Let's say, it's not the most covetic thing, but it's okay. Where does this come up? What happens if I'm lying in bed? And let's say I'm not wearing a shirt to bed. It's really hot. And I'm lying in bed and I realize, I daven ma'ariv after shkia before it says. So I have to say all three parshas of Kriya Shema. Do I have to put a shirt on? If it's a big terechot, maker I didn't know. Maker I didn't. You're allowed to say Kriya Shema without a shirt on. Continues the Gemara. Tani na mihachi aysa taliso shal bega v'shal arv v'shal sak. Chagur amasnav. Mutter likros Kriya Shema. Aval letfila. Ashichas es libo. But for Shmona Esrei, for the Amida, no, you have to be dressed. Your heart has to be covered. Though both Kriya Shema and the Amida are talking to Hashem in an intense way. And yet there's a difference. Kriya Shema does not need a shirt, the Amida does. We'll get back to the Rashi in source 5. Or, source number 6, Tosfos in the beginning of the second parak in Brachos. Right, the Mishnah there tells us all of the laws of Hefsek by Kriya Shema. Mipnei HaKavod, Mipnei HaYira, all the permutations, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Shol Mipnei HaKavod, Onei Mipnei HaYira, Meshav Shol B'Chol Adam, all the different permutations of what you're allowed to do. Complicated about where you are in Kriya Shema and when you're allowed to be Mopsik. Tosfos points out, this is only during Kriya Shema. If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, zero. If you're in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, the Amida will interchange. But says Tosfos there. Tosfos says, Rei Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Be'emsa, Imke Nireh, Shemutter La'anos Kaddish V'Kedusha Be'emsa Kriya Shema. It's mutter to answer to Dvarim She'Kedusha, the middle of Kriya Shema. Let's say you're going a little slower than the Tzibur, so you're diving in a really fast minion, or a work minion, you're in the middle of Kriya Shema still, they get up to Kedusha. You can answer. You can answer. Why? Tosfos has a beautiful lashon. Ein lecha b'bnei hakavod gadol mizeh. There's no greater. Onem b'bnei hakavod. You give me kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can answer. Tosfos says avol be'emsa yudches aser. As we know, in the middle of the Amida, you can't say a word. You can't say a word. If you need to do something, maybe. Just today, I got a WhatsApp. Today I got a WhatsApp from somebody. I was a chazen. In the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei, and my phone went off, and it was in my jacket pocket, like the other side. What do I do? Well, he says, I'm asking you after the fact. What did I do? So he says, well, I went to turn it off in the middle, and I went back, and I started again. So he goes half right. Right? You have to go turn it off. That you have to do. Because you're not going to talk. So a certain hefsekim, what one does, one has to use their head. So, baby screaming. You see somebody davening there with a lot of kavanah. He's holding his baby, screaming his head off. What kind of kavanah is he having? Take the baby out of shul. You know, we have to be, sometimes we're so machmir, we don't realize that it's a chumra das v'de kula, that it's not a chumra, it's an inappropriate chumra. But anyway, Tosfos says, talking when I have to talk, in the middle of Shemona Esrei, right? Demash v'la kavan, to be gula tefila, elan, us v'kosh gebe tefila atzma. If you give me masa, ben gula litfila, kava chumra, betocha tefila atzma. So, halachic difference number two. Can be mafsik during Kriya Shema, But you can't be mafsik during the Amidah. Number one, wearing a shirt. Number two, hefsik. Number three, finally the third difference, source number seven, how seriously do we have to take washing our hands? So nowadays we don't really take washing hands seriously anyway. But Me'ikar Adin, source number seven, Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Chazi Mar, Hide Serva Me Rabbanan. Did you see that young rabbi, De'asimim Rava that came from Eretz Yisrael, V'yamar, Mish'im Lo Mayim L'Rechaz Yadav, Mekanech Yadav Ba'afar U'Bitzrar. We might think it's getting your hands more dirty, right? If you don't have water, you could rub your hands. B'chol b'di demanki. Go on, rub your hands on wood, on dirt. So did you hear? He said that? Amar le, shaper kamer. Yeah, it's actually true, says Rava. Miksiv erchatz b'mayim b'nikayon ksiv. It says in Tehillim, erchatz b'nikayon kapai. Any cleaning mechanism. B'chol b'di demanki. Rav Chisda Lion, Amad Mahadra Amaya, Bidin Slusa. If you're about to daven, you're about to say bar, you're about to say daven together, and then you go look for water and you miss this man, you know, Rav Chisda is very upset about that. Vanimida the Kriyashma. Avalitvila, but for Tvila, Mahadar. But for Tvila, one has to be Mahadar more. Why? And how long it says, right, but Hakam it goes into. So we're not getting into the details. This seems to be more of a serious issue about washing one's hands before the Amidah than for Kriya Shema. And again, Kriya Shema and Tefillah are both intense periods of time where we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why should there be differences between the definition of the experiences? That's our question. And what's the segue between one and the other? Rav Pinkus writes in many of his Sfarim, he put tefillah on the map in a major way with Sharm B'tefillah and his other Sfarim on tefillah, and he talks about the structure of davening playing such a role. Right? We all know the halacha, you know, the skeleton of davening. If you come late, what do? But says Rav Pinkus, look at the siddur. There's brachos, there's berachas haTorah, there's berachos hashachar, then there's karbanos, then there's an introductory paragraph, so Psukah D'Zimra. Then there's Psukah D'Zimra, which builds up. Then there's Birchas Kriyashma. Then there's Kriyashma. Then there's Ashrei. Then there's Lamaseh. It all flows. It's a structure that Chazal instituted. Going way back, who was the first one to make a Siddur? Rav Amram Gaon. I mean, the roots of the Siddur are already in the Gemara. But Rav Amram, they made a structure. All right, Pinkus gives the mashal. We think that we could skip, and he says, imagine, you know, your washing machine is not working. So what do? You know, it's Sunday afternoon, you go, and, you know, you start tinkering. You open up the back, and you take out some screws. I don't do this, but you take out some screws, and you play around, and you tinker, and you this, and you that. Looks okay to me. Right? What happens? Then you put the screw back, and you put the bolt back, and you put the pipe back. You close it up. Beautiful. Everything closes up. All of a sudden, your wife walks by. Honey, what's that? What's that bolt on the floor?
There's extra bolt there.
That's extra. That, you know, we don't need it. The person who made the machine obviously didn't think so. You know, it must be that the bolt is needed. That's extra. There were creators of the structure of davening. This is extra. The yom? We don't need it. It's extra. I know. 135, the halukas. Yeah. It's good. I know. I know all of the tricks. I know what you have to do for the Eved. That's what I do. Rav Pinkus says that's not what the makers of tefillah. So we ask. So Kriya Shema and tefillah, not only are there differences, what's the transition from Kriya Shema to tefillah? And after all, if you think about it, Kriya Shema is, what does the Mishnah say in Brachas? Kabbalas O Malkul Shamayim. This is it. That's the goal of life, isn't it? The Mekabal O Malkul Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malkul is upon us. Right, isn't that? We'll get to it in a minute, Be'ez Hashem. But right out a couple of days ago, I think the Masbidim did Mitzvah Lav Shrichas Kavana, Lav Lehenosinu, you discussed a little bit. Right, so the Rashi over there in Rosh Hashanah is for Olal Sabareinu. Right, well, it's an all mitzvahs are on us. That's life. Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. So, what does it mean that that's a lead up to something greater than that? So, if that's what Kriya Shema is, then what's the Amidah? then what's Shmon Esrei? That's be someh geula litvi, like tefillah is the that's the goal. So Kabbalah Shemayim is not the goal. That's the preparation. So how are we supposed to understand the flow and the structure of David? Yeah, I gave it to you there in source number 8, Brachas Yud Gimel. Am Shul Bekarcha Lama Kana Parsha Shema Levayim Shemoah Kedeshi Kabbalah Obach Hashayim Tchila Vakach Kabbalah Obach Mitzvah. So it's both Obach Hashemayim, all mitzvos. So what exactly is the issue? And just to ask the question, the same question, but ask it in a little different way. But it's the same idea. And that's the Mishnah, the Gemara on Daf Tesma Beis. Where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin hayugomrin osayim anetzachama. Vasikin, those amazing, righteous people, used to finish Birchas Kriyashma with the sunrise. At that moment exactly, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Amazing. That's what it's a beautiful Tosfos there. Right, Tosfos says, because the Gemara says that he was Rabbi Bruna. I forgot he was smiling. I think he was smiling all day because he was Soma Gula Tefillah. So Tosfos says, was Soma Gula Tefillah make you smile? Right, a lot of people were Soma Gula Tefillah. I said, no, if you do a Kavasikin, do a Kavasikin. I remember in the Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think Rav Nevin Zalman, the back of the Yom Kippur Sefer has 100 pages on Rav Shlomo Zalman. I used to the old one. I remember after, when it first came out, the first edition they had. So he writes there that one time he was like fooling around a little bit. I don't know what it means that Rav Nevin Zalman was fooling around. Can't fathom that. But he said one time he was fooling around a little bit, and Rav Shlomo Zalman looked at him and says, "Well, you saw me go to field this morning with Zikin." That was the mussar that Rav Shlomo Zalman gave him based on that Tosfos in Brachos. But anyway, so we know this concept of Vasikin. Vasikin is right when sunrise. Question. Isn't Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, isn't that the goal? It's as if that's all a lead up. The key moment is sunrise. I'm Shron Esrei, the Amida. So again, why is Kriyashma not then? Right when sunrise, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Isn't that the pasuk? That's the pasuk. All right, that's one of the three in that medrash. Right, Shema Yisrael should be at that second. And yet, no, that's all pre. That's all pre. So how do we understand Kriya Shema? How do we understand Tefillah? And how do we understand the transition between them? Good. So let's first speak about Tefillah. First, we got Tefillah, part one of Tefillah, really two parts to Tefillah. Part one is well known, but then we'll go a little further. This we might have mentioned in other Shiurim as well. Tefillah is a conversation. Shmona Esrei is a conversation and a communication between man and God. That was mentioned by Reb Chaim in the Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tefillah, where the Reb Chaim answers the question. We know that the Rambam in two different places talks about Kavana. And in one place the Rambam says that Kavana is only Ma'akev in the first bracha of Tefillah, Avos. And another Rambam says that Kavana is Ma'akev in the whole Amida, in all 19 brachas. And he put the two Rambams together. Says Reb Chaim, really, there's only one type of Kavana. He says two types. But really, in Lamdas, what he's saying is, Kavana means knowing what the words mean. That's Kavana. But there's something deeper. We'll call it Kavana, but rather it's hakara. Kavana of knowing the experience that you're involved in. But if I don't have that kavana, then the experience didn't occur. It's definitional to the maisa. It's not a din kavana, it's a din maisa tefillah. Says Reb Chaim, what does that reflect? Because davening is a conversation between the king and man. The king and his subject. That's the definition of tefillah. And we have to recognize it as such. The Nir Lomar says Reb Chaim, the Trei Gavani Kavana Tish Betfila, Ha'achas Kavana Shalpir Shadvarim. One is Kavana of knowing what the words mean. The Yisodu Din Kavana. And it's a Din in Kavana. It's not a Din in Maisa. You did the Maisa, you should have Kavana when you do the Maisa. Just like other mitzvahs. You do an act, you should have Kavana when you do the act. V'sheinis She'yachavein Shuhu Omeid Betfila Lefnei Hashem. But the second din of kavana, which is not a din of kavana, it's a din in maisa tefila, is I should recognize that I'm standing in front of Hashem. Ki mevur b'dvarav, as the Rambam himself writes in Perek Daled, umayya kavana, sheyefanez libo mikol machshavos The Yira Atzmo, Kilo Omed Lefnei Shechina. I'm standing in front of the Shechina. The Nira, the Kavana Zu, Eina Midin Kavana. That's not really Kavana. Rakshihu Me Etzem Maisa Hatfila. That's Tfila. Vim Ein Libo Panui. The Ein Roet Atzmo Shomei Lefnei Hashem. If I'm not focusing, as we've said, it's challenging. It's challenging. We cannot be thinking about something all day. The second I say the words Hashem Svah, I say Tiftach, all of a sudden, six different things come into my head. How did that happen? Haven't thought about that all day. Why is that? Why is that coming into my brain now? That's the Yetzirah. That's exactly. He's on it. We have to fight. And guess what? If we don't have if we notice it, so start right then. Right, the Chafetz Chaim quotes Reb Levi Yitzchak at the beginning of Shmiras Halashon, not Chafetz Chaim, Shmiras Halashon. Of course, in one of the footnotes there, right? He gives the mashal about the girl who went to get eggs for her mother in the marketplace, and she's going back, and she has a basket of eggs, and all of a sudden, got another one come and start taking the eggs. So what should she say? Yeah, take all of them. It's fine. No, what should she say? Let me take the ones I have left and run. So even if I realize, like, how did I get to Tzemach David? Wow. Right? How did I get there? So take a Tzemach David. Take those, every little bit. But still, that's the experience of tefillah. The experience of tefillah is amid lefnei Hashem, and I have to realize that I'm davening. Right, it's not a maisa. And really, it's Rashi. Rashi on the Gemara we just quoted above, the Gemara that says you have to wear a shirt when you daven Shmona Esrei. Right, Kriyas Shema doesn't need one. But you have to wear a shirt when you dive in the Amida. What does Rashi say? Back to source 5. Brachas Chavei. Tzarech hu laharos es atzmo ke'omed lefnei ha-melech. V'lamod be'ema. Avo kriyeshma einu medarbo lefnei ha-melech. Whoa. We got to there soon. But you want to ask for it? You're talking to the king. You're talking to the king, and therefore, it's the conversation. You have to wear a shirt. You can't be mopsic when you're talking to the king. Can't even forsake him. You're going to talk to somebody else when you're talking to the king? You can't be mafsik. You have to wash your hands according to those halachas. It's an experience. Right? Rav Pinkus writes in Source 11, Tefillah, okay, pashtus is from the word palel, which means to judge, to self-judge, lehis palel, but he says also, maybe tefillah is from the word naftali, to wrestle with. When you wrestle with somebody, you're connected to them. I wrestle with God. Right? I ask him things. I demand things. I want... That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Echad apirushim lemila tfila hu chibur. Kamo shepirish Rashi. Naftuli alakim niftalti. It's a connection. Shumilashin tfila milashin chibur. Matarasa shal atfila hi lihidabik ba Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ledaber imo. Litzar kesher v'lachash imo. V'lachush imo shaychus. To have a shayachos, to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. And again, I didn't give it to you because these are the sheets I printed out from my computer, which I didn't have the originals, but we mentioned this makor in the past. The Ish HaEmunah, the Rav, about tefillah being a hemshech of nevuah. Again, just to say it again, because it's so beautiful. The Ashek Nesses HaGadola, Dafka, the beginning of Bayesheni, they instituted all the details of tefillah. All right, why Dafka then? Why, Dafke, in that time, did the Ashkenaz Gadola focus so much on tefillah, on brachos? Right, what's the language of the Gemara of Chazal? That they instituted, I think, tefillahs, brachos, v'avdaltos, something like that. Right? So all the talking to Hashem. So much of our day. Why is that? So Soloveitchik explains. Can I have it here in a different shir packet? Because they knew that Nevuah was ending. They knew that that communication was not going to be there anymore. And they could not accept the tragic reality that there wouldn't be communication between man and God. Hatfila hi hemshech shel nevuah, v'ha aguda shel mispalim hi memela aguda shel nevi'im. Hatevdo bein tefillah bein nevuah, eino misyaches letochno shel adusiach. The difference is not about the content. Elul is seder bo misnahel. It's just about direction. Bo'oche betoch kilas ha-nevuah Elokim nokate biyozma. By nevuah, Hashem takes the initiative and talks to man. Hu medaber ba'adam mazin. Hari bekilas ha-tfilah hayozma bimina adam. Hu medaber Velokim Ma'azin. But it's the same idea. It's the connection, it's the communication, and that's what Tefillah is all about. Heim Sirvu, only he could write this way. Heim Sirvu lehikana lemitzius historit va'achzorit zu. V'lo natnu ledu siach bein elokim v'adam lahistayim. And that's what the Rav says, that it was a continuation. But again, for our purposes, it is communication. It is the connection. But it's deeper than that. Now to add on to this idea about tefillah. There's an added element. The Torah, the Mishnah tells us, right, that we shouldn't make our tefillah keva. Right, the Mishnah in Brachas, you have it there in Source 13. Brachas, chavtas mabeis, that's what the Gemara talks about it. Hose tefillah so keva and tefillah so tachnunim. You can't make your tefillah keva. 2 points. Number one, isn't it interesting? I just quoted the Rashi before in Rosh Hashanah. What did Rashi say? Mitzvos should be a ol al tzavareinu. Make them kavua. So what does it mean? Shouldn't we make tefillah keva? Right? Asei terascha keva malach harai. Wouldn't it be great to have our tefillah keva? Okay, different type of keva. But keva usually means always do it. Don't miss it. It's obligatory. Make sure you don't miss it. But the Mishnah says, Al ta'aseh tefillah keva. All other mitzvahs, we should have keva. But not tefillah. And it's even meduyik. Look, I gave you the Rashi. Right? Lo lehenos lehem l'Yisrael, lios kiwem lehem hanah, elo lo ol al tzavareyem nidnu. That's exactly the opposite of the Rashi in Brachas. We shouldn't make tefillah keva, chok kavua alai. I don't want it alai. All other mitzvahs, I want alai. Tefillah, not alai. Why not? And if you look back at the Mishnah in Avos, there's an amazing diuk. The Mishnah we quoted before in Source number 3. What did Rabbi Shimon say? Havizor b'kriyashma u'b'tfila u'kshata mispalel al taso tfilas v'keva. Be very careful with kriyashma and tfila, and by tfila, don't make it keva. Meaning, it's okay to say have kriyashma keva. Just don't have tfila keva. It starts off with both and then only continues about one. Al taso tfilas v'keva l'rachamim v'sachnunim l'fnei ha'makom baruch hu. Says Rav Soloveitchik. It's quoted in the Rishima Shiurim. There in Maseches Brachas and Daf Chavtes. Tefillah isn't only a conversation. It's a conversation we need to experience as a privilege and not as an obligation. We have to recognize that it's not something that we have to do, but it's something that we should want to do and should want to take advantage of. And if I don't have that perspective, then I lost the message. Al tasra tfilascha keva, keva meaning chova. Exactly like Rashi said, lola savareinu, not davening. Davening shouldn't be approached as lola savareinu. See in the second paragraph. The Bishar mitzvahs, chalos she maisa mitzvah, chal machmas achiv shemutala lagavra, lakaimas a mitzvah. No, tfilah is a maisa mitzvah misad atzma. Kriyashma is an obligation to fulfill. Kriyashma make it keva, just like all other mitzvahs. It's something that we have to fulfill. Look at the first paragraph. I'm sorry, I skipped. The lagabe kriyashma tzorach legrosim b'toras keva. L'atzeis dechovas kriyashma mutalas alav. Mashenkein b'tfilam tzorach lispalo b'toras tachnunim b'rachemim. Tfilah has to be viewed. We'll get to kriyashma by the Shem in a minute. Tefillah has to be viewed as a conversation, but a conversation of an opportunity. By definition, it has to be viewed like that. Not that we have to, but we need to. Kavana is about, and he continues, the kavana in tefillah is not about, like all other mitzvahs, kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. No, it's kavana to experience talking to Hashem. Like Reb Chaim said, like his grandfather said. It's a different type of kavana. So he says in the middle of Source 16. Maybe he doesn't add this, but maybe that's why the Ramban doesn't count it as a mitzvah. Of course it's a chova. But maybe similar to that Bahag. Not just that there's no lashon of tzivui, but there's a message of not having this a mitzvah. What? I have to put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, eat kosher, and believe in God. That's one of the mitzvahs? No, the Bahag would say it's a prerequisite to all other mitzvahs. Counting it would minimize it. It's one of. So maybe, al derech mashal, the Ramban would say, obligating tefillah on a daraisa level would be undermining the experience that tefillah is supposed to be. It's a conversation that we want to have with God, not that we are obligated to have with God. Okay, the Rabbanan obligated it. But maybe that's why the Rambam didn't count it. And even according to the Rambam, the Rav Soloveitchik explains, Tashlumin. You think about that concept? Tashlumin? You can make it up. How can you make it up? You can't make up matzah or lulav. Kor Pesach is an exception. But you can't make up mitzvahs if you missed it. Where's Tashlumin come from? You know what the Rav says? Because tefillah can exist outside of its obligation. It's separate from its chova, even according to the Rambam. Even if you count it, api halacha. Right now, if I missed mincha, is there a chovas mincha now? No, there's no. My chov mincha disappeared. But I could daven. I could daven. Because it could exist outside of its chiv. This is, again, it's just you have that nafkamina mentioned in source 16. Right, the last couple of lines. Val pizem avur heitiv hatam shachal b'tfilah din tashlumin. Mashenki b'shar mitzvahs atuim b'zman. All other mitzvahs that have a fixed time, you can't make them up. Once the chiyuv is finished. The lechem et tashlumin. The b'shar mitzvahs chalos she maisa mitzvah toli b'chiyuv. It's toli on the chiyuv. U'mishaber zman achiyuv u'paka achiyuv shuv lochal ala maisa din maisa mitzvah. There's no more tashlumin. Mashenki b'tfilah. Right, tefillah is tamid chaloshe maisa. Remember, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, right? Halavai she yispala b'chol yom? Yispala b'chol yom. Because halavai, it's recognizing the experience. It's recognizing that it's an opportunity to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't say anywhere, halavai she eat matzo all night. Okay, everything you eat is part of the mitzvah. But tefillah has this added idea. So tefillah is the conversation. So what about Kriya Shema? What about Kriya Shema? That's also talking to Hashem. But if we look closely, we'll notice that Kriya Shema is not a conversation, but a declaration. In Kriya Shema, everything's talking to Hashem. But everything in Kriya Shema is talking to me. And maybe others around me. Nowhere in Kriya Shema, or Birchas Kriya Shema, are we asking for anything. Right? There's no bakasha. What do we do in Kriya Shema? We are declaring what we have to recognize. What's Kriya Shema about? What's in there? Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Tfilin, Mezuzah, Schar Onesh. What is all that? That's the whole Kriya Shema is not about talking to Hashem, so to speak. It's talking to me. It's talking to those around me. I recognize what is incumbent upon me. I recognize what I need to do. Hashem's talking to me in Kriya Shema. You might even say it that way. Kriya Shema is Hashem talking to me, and then Amida, I go the other way. But it's a declaration more than a conversation. But let's put two other ideas together, and then we'll get the full picture of Kriya Shema. Two other ideas. The Rambam uses a lashon. I might have quoted this in other shiurim, not this summer, but other. The Rambam uses a word in Hilchas Brachas, which Rav Soloveitchik got very excited about. One word. Source 19. Ukishem. Mori Barabi Rosenzweig always said, when you see a kishem, your ears have to open up wide, and you know there's something going on here. Right? When there are words in Rishonim and Achronim. Kishem, Klomar, right? Certain words that we have to be wary of. Right? The Rambam doesn't have to say Kishem, just like. He could just tell us what the halacha is. But here, in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas, the Rambam compares Birchas Hanehenin to Birchas HaMitzvah. Just like we have to make a bracha before we partake of a pleasure, eating, drinking, smelling, so too we have to make a bracha before we do a mitzvah. Kishem Shem Barachan Alayinoya, Kach Barachan Alkal Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Yachar Kach Yase Usa. And the question is, what is the Rambam trying to connect? Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin. Birchas HaNenin is one word. Matir. The Gemara in Brachas. Why do we make a bracha? Hashem, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Aras, Asal, Avnei, Adam. Lashem, Aras, Umaloa. Everything belongs to Hashem. But it's ours. So which is it? Before I make a bracha, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After I make a bracha, then I'm allowed to have it. Matir. Right? That's what we paskin. You can't make a bracha zanenin after you finish eating. It's a matir. Right? The language in Maseches Brachas and Dafnun Aleph. If you ate garlic and your breath stinks, you should eat more garlic. Right? You already finished eating, according to one reading of that Gemara. But you can only make a bracha before it. That's what a berachas ha-nanin is. What does that have to do with a berachas ha-mitzvah? Berachas ha-mitzvah is praising Hashem. Berachat Hashem l'kei mechalom. What does that have to do with matir? Explains Rav Soloveitchik beautifully. Even a mitzvah needs a matir. Because who are we as finite human beings to presume that I could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by shaking this myrtle branch? Right? Who do I think I am that by doing A, B, and C, I could connect to the infinite? If I recognize the mitzvah, and he was mitzvah me to do this, that's the matir, to be able to get close to him through this mitzvah. It's not presumptuous once I recognize the relationship. Barachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav. Okay, now you can do the mitzvah. A birchas mitzvah is also matir. That's the kishem. Just like there's a, we make a bracha before we eat, so too on mitzvos. Meaning, what do you see from there? Even spiritual pursuits need a matir. There are other rayas to this, but that's what our salvation was, b'dayak of the Rambam. A, spiritual pursuits need a matir. B, and they'll put them together. The Abu Dram writes, why isn't there a birchas hamitzvah on Kriya Shema? Before we say Kriya Shema every day, Asher Kedoshanu B'Mitzvanu, Likros Hashma, Shema. Right? Why don't we do that? So there's a day in the Meiri, if you ever want to find a day somewhere, it's usually in the Meiri, maybe in the Tosfos Reed. But the Meiri says, if you're on a desert island and you don't know Birchas Kriya Shema by heart, make a bracha of Asher Kedoshanu B'Mitzvanu, Likros Hashma, and then say Kriya Shema. Okay. But that's not quoted in the halacha, and the Abu Dram gives a different shot. The Abu Dram says, no, it's inappropriate to say a birchas hamitzvah on Kriya Shema. Why? Because what's a bracha? Kabbalas o malchus shamayim before you do the mitzvah. Kriya Shema itself is kabbalas o malchus shamayim. So you don't make a kabbalas o malchus shamayim on the kabbalas o malchus shamayim. It is! Its essence is Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. You don't need a bracha on it, a bracha which is usually Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim before you do the mitzvah, but this is Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. That's what the Abu Dram says. Amazing. Mipnei she'inyan ha-brachas kulam hu l'kabal o Machos Shemayim aleinu. Kedamrinan, v'gam kein hu nechshav kemo Malchus, v'ari chashav kebracha, it is the bracha. So what does the Abu Dram say? Kriya Shema is really the same thing as a bracha. It's Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. Take a step back for a minute. What do we say so far? Kriya Shema is the declaration, and we're talking to us, and we're trying to internalize all these values, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and all the things that we have to do. And then we're going to get to the conversation afterwards with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe put these 2 points together. A, Ruchnius also needs a matir. B, Kriya Shema is like a bracha. A and B equals Kriya Shema is the matir for Shmona Esrei. Kriya Shema, which is the declaration, which is the O Malchus Shemayim, Kriya Shema functions as the bracha before we have the conversation. So of course it's inherently special, but it's also a lead up. And Vasikin could be the moment of that segue. But remember, Kriya Shema is really talking to us. It's being Mechai of us and everything that we have to do. And then it can get to the conversation. And it's not a conversation that we should feel that we are obligated to have, but it's one that should naturally come out. And just to give a mashal on this one, this will wrap it up. You might have heard this in Pesach Shirim. It's a beautiful line of Rav Haigon that the Ran and other Rishonim quote at the end of Maseches Pesachim, relating to, why don't we make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder? Some of the minhag are saying Hallel and Shul. But at Hallel the Seder, doesn't get a bracha, and it says sitting down, and we only see the first half of Hallel. But Rav Haigona deals with, why don't we make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder? At the end of Magid, we say, Halleluka, Bethes Yisrael. Why is there no bracha there? Says Rav Haigon, quoted in the Ran, She'ein anu korin oso betoras korin, ela betoras omer shira. Because we're not, just to translate the words, we're not reciting Hallel, we're singing Hallel. What does that mean halachically? It's not betoras kriya, ela betoras shira. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, this is quoted in many svarim of his, or many others that quote this idea. Usually Hallel is, okay, everybody get ready, now we have to say Hallel. Get ready, stand up, don't be mafsik, Baruch Adah Hashem, lekros Hallel, and say Hallel. At the end of Magid, after spending 2 hours on Maskul B'Gnus, U'Messayim B'Shvach, and experiencing Ki'ilu Hu Yatsumi Mitzrayim, at that moment in time, it would undermine the whole experience. Okay, everybody, we have an obligation to say Hallel right now. No! At that moment, it should be a spontaneous outpouring of emotion that we cannot control, and we scream Hallel out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's B'Torah Shira, not B'Torah Kriya, that you have to say it. No, it's not a formal obligation. It's a natural overflow of emotion. That's the mushal. Maybe that's the pshat here with Kriya Shema. Maybe the Ramban doesn't count it. It's a conversation that we don't al tasra tefilas rekeva. Okay, now I have to daven? No. Now I want to daven. And Kriya Shema gets us into that zone by the declaration of v'yahavta and v'haya and v'yomer. That gets us ready for the conversation. And that's why it's so crucial for smichas gula l'tfila. It's so crucial for us to be able to have that. We have to declare our allegiance and then enter into the sanctuary. Take 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, and then we're there. Even angels, they have shira, but they don't have tefila. Anshei Chassidus point out. So this is the special connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah, Naftali. So at this time of year, we should realize we're missing a lot in our Tefillah. Ki beisi beis Tefillah yikari l'chol ha'amim. It's a time that we need to refocus and to try to recognize that it's something that we have to be excited about, something that we have to put time in, do some iyun Tefillah, you know, to be able to help us. But this whole perspective, hopefully, when we think about all of Kriya Shema, is talking to me. It's the declaration to myself. And then I go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm ready to have the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the matir, it's the bracha. We should be zocha to take full advantage of this experience that we have every single day of our lives. Go ahead.